The thorns vanish and the blossom remains.
Prakriti, that is the complex of thought, speech and acts, has arisen out of doership and normal action, and through atikraman it has proliferated. This proliferation decreases with pratikraman, and as a result a person will become aware. If you go to meet a person you think is a jnani but in actuality is a phony, it would be your karma effect. Karma effect is responsible for taking you there. And if after meeting him you have negative thoughts about him, then you will sow new seeds of bad karma. The effect of this causal karma will be experienced in your next life. You will have to suffer the consequences of this negative cause in your next life. Thoughts may occur, but you must do pratikraman for having them, and that will erase the new cause. Remember to do pratikraman in the name of whichever god you believe in. When you do your pratikraman, your bhav should be that regardless of what the other person is like, your thoughts or behavior should not be negative. There is no accountability on your part in saying that someone is good when he is good, but there is a tremendous accountability in saying someone is bad when he or she is not. There is also a liability in saying that someone is bad when he is bad, because in reality a person is never bad. It is his effect karma that makes him good or bad. He is not at fault, but it is his circumstances that make him so. So how can you blame him? If a group of women are passing by and the person you are with makes a comment about one of them being a prostitute and you become prejudiced based on what he says, you will incur a tremendous liability. The woman has been forced in that predicament by her circumstances. She is suffering the consequences of her own effect karma. Why must you take on a liability on her account? She has not become a prostitute of her own will. No living being likes to be degraded. It is a circumstance that initially drives a person to do something, but later it becomes a habit with him or her. Nevertheless, initially it was circumstances that drove them to do so.
Are the people who are not self-realized able to see only certain kinds of faults?
I tell them they should learn to ask for forgiveness for their faults. Whatever faults they perceive in themselves, they should ask for forgiveness. They should never condone their fault, otherwise the fault will double. Ask for forgiveness after you do something wrong.
How should those who are not self-realized do pratikraman when they see their own faults?
There are some people who, despite not having this knowledge, are very sharp and have a keen awareness of their faults. They understand what pratikraman is and they do it. Others are not included in this, but we still need to tell them to repent. What happens in the process of pratikraman? The self puts pressure on the relative self. Atikraman is the process whereby the real becomes suppressed. When the karma is an atikraman and you support it, a new setback will occur. It is a fault if you do not accept something wrong as wrong. Therefore, atikraman is very necessary.
What if the other person does not forgive me for my atikraman despite my pratikraman?
Do not be concerned about the other person forgiving you. The atikraman tendencies within you must go. You must become an opponent of atikraman. That is how it should be.
Dada, what if the other person continues to be hurt?
Do not be concerned about the other person. Be firm in your conviction that you are an adversary of atikraman. It is not your wish to do atikraman, but if it happens, you should feel remorse and your intent should be that you do not want it to happen again. Pratikraman is to be done to destroy your opinions and to show that you are not endorsing atikraman. Pratikraman is to be done to show your opposition towards any aggression. Do you understand?
If it is just a part of discharge, effect of karma, then why one must do pratikraman?
Everything is discharge. Everything. Pratikraman is only for the atikraman done and not for anything else. If you do not do pratikraman, your innate nature and tendencies will never change. Do you understand? Unless you oppose it, it will never become exposed, and that opinion will stay with you. If you become angry, you must do pratikraman because you do not wish to support your anger. If you fail to do pratikraman, it would mean that you are in favor of your anger. This is how you free yourself of your faults. This allows you to shed your karmas. There should be a means through which you can defy your anger. Do you want anger to become a part of you, or do you want to be rid of it?
I want to get rid of it, Dada.
If you want to get rid of it, then you must do pratikraman for it. Only then can you maintain that you are opposed to your anger. Otherwise, it would be the same as supporting it. What does pratikraman mean? It means to become lighter and feel freer. If the same fault were to occur again, the person would feel very uneasy from within. People in general keep multiplying their faults. Have you witnessed a real pratikraman where your fault has vanished or decreased?
Only here, nowhere else.
You will only be able to do pratikraman when, after jnana, you realize from within that a fault has occurred. Until then, you will not. After taking this jnana, you will be more aware of your atikraman and you will immediately do pratikraman, automatically washing away your faults. This process will continue to take place systematically. Once these faults are cleared, the other person will not feel any negativity towards you. Otherwise, when you meet the other person again, there will be tension.
How are we to wash away our pap, demerit karmas?
For each stain, that is the effect of hurting others, that appears from your pap karma, you must do pratikraman. If a stain is stubborn, then it will need to be washed over and over again.
How can you tell whether the stain is gone or not?
You will know when your mind becomes clean. Your face will glow. A natural smile will take hold. Will you not know then that the stain is gone? And even if the stain has not gone, there is no problem. All you have to do is continue with your pratikraman. Keep scrubbing away with the soap of pratikraman. Do you understand what pap is?
Is it pap when one does not comply with Dada's agnyas?
No, it is not that. That is not pap. Pap is when you hurt others. Whether it is a tree, a human, an animal, or any other living being. To pick leaves from a tree unnecessarily is a sin because the tree also perceives pain. By not following my agnyas, you will be the one to suffer, whereas pap karma hurts others. It is a sin when you hurt others, therefore you should not inflict even the slightest pain on others. When you do pratikraman, your clothes will become cleaner. You leave dirt on your clothes when Dada has given you such a simple solution? Why not use it and get your clothes radiantly clean? Whenever you hurt someone even slightly, you must accept the fault as your own. You will know that you have hurt him because you will feel uneasy from within. You can see that the other person's mistake is evident because he is suffering. But you too are at fault because you became instrumental in his suffering. Dada does not have any suffering because he no longer has any faults. So if someone is hurt by your actions, you must immediately do pratikraman and erase that fault. Also, if someone else commits a fault because of you, you have to do pratikraman.
I never got much out of doing pratikraman as prescribed in the karmic path, traditional path of liberation involving rituals, penance, recitation of scriptures, etc. But when I do the pratikraman as shown in Akram Vignan, I feel as light as a flower.
But those were not pratikramans in any case. Those pratikramans were done in ignorance and without any understanding. Pratikraman means that your faults must decrease right away. Pratikraman means to backtrack whatever distance you have traveled in the wrong direction. But when people do pratikraman, not only do they fail to do this, but they also continue to walk further in that wrong direction. How can that be called pratikraman? From now on, if you encounter any internal conflict, they will not become further complicated because Dada and the practical science of Akram will automatically come to mind and will relieve you of all conflicts. I caution you not to make mistakes, and if ever you happen to do so, you must continue to do pratikraman. Now you have the understanding of the implications of your mistakes. Elsewhere, People are tired of listening to the same old preaching of be truthful, do not steal, be kind, etc. Do not sleep on your mistakes. If you have any conflicts within, you must clear it before falling asleep. If you cannot clear this conflict, you should simply do pratikraman. You should ask for forgiveness because you are the one feeling disturbed. In this way, you will succeed in finding a solution. Otherwise, these mistakes will continually occur. Forgiveness is the greatest weapon. When you scold someone, do you ever stop to think about how you would feel if someone scolded you? You should consider this before you scold anyone. To think about the other person and to put yourself in his shoes is the mark of a human ego. Whereas, being inconsiderate and getting into a disagreement with him and thinking only about yourself when you interact with him is a bestial ego. If someone points out your mistakes, you should tell Chandulal, that is your relative self, that he, that is Chandulal, must indeed have made a mistake. And that is why it is being pointed out to him. Why else would someone bring it to his attention? People in general would not say anything without reason. So naturally, he must have done something wrong. Tell Chandubhai to do pratikraman when he hurts anyone. If you want liberation, you can no longer afford to do as you please. You have no right to see faults in others. If you do, you must do pratikraman. Chandulal is adept at seeing faults of others. It is nothing new. This habit is not easy to break. But through pratikraman, it will eventually cease. When you see faults in others, you must immediately do pratikraman. Shoot on sight pratikraman.
Dada, I am not yet able to do the kind of pratikraman that is called for.
You must make the firm resolution of what you really want to accomplish.
Would that not involve the ego of doership? What is meant by this firm resolution?
This is merely the use of words. The resolution is internal.
Many of the Mahatmas are under the impression that they do not have to do a thing, including making resolutions.
No. If they were to ask me, I would tell them that a resolution is a firm decision. It means that when you undertake something, you do it in precisely a certain way and no other. Such is the case with pratikraman.
I am unable to do shoot on sight pratikraman when I am under stress, and sometimes it is not until the evening that I realize that I had made a mistake. Can those mistakes be erased even though pratikraman is done much later? Would that still resolve everything?
Yes. Even if it occurs to you later on, you must do pratikraman. If you do something wrong, you must do pratikraman. If it is not possible to do it immediately, do it after a couple of hours, or even at night. You can also do pratikraman after a week for all the faults committed throughout the week. Just do them collectively.
But it should be done immediately, right?
There's nothing better than immediate pratikraman. Most of our Mahatmas do shoot-on-sight pratikraman.
Sometimes, even while I think of Dada or do Aarti, my mind wanders and I lose track of my thought and I begin to sing something entirely different. But eventually, I do come back to the present.
When that happens, you must do pratikraman. When you have thoughts, it matters little as long as you are able to recognize that they belong to Chandulal. If you can perceive this, then you and Chandulal become two separate entities. Your mind wanders because your awareness becomes a little dim.
I am not at all aware during such a time.
Then you must do pratikraman for your loss of awareness by saying, Dada Bhagwan, forgive me.
Sometimes I realize quite a bit later that I have to do pratikraman for certain people.
But you do eventually remember, do you not? You need to spend more time in satsang and ask about everything in detail. This is a science and it requires your full comprehension. It is not easy to see your own faults. I illuminate everything for you. You must first have your awareness towards your faults and the desire to see them. It is like bringing up your hand in order to eat. Would the food go into your mouth just by wishing for it? Some kind of an effort has to be made on your part. It is natural for humans to err. But how can they escape from this? Only Ajnani Purush can show you how. It is through Pratikraman. Pratikraman is occurring naturally and spontaneously from within. People ask if this is true. I tell them that I have placed a special machine inside them, which starts the process. Everything is ready as long as you are earnest about it.
That is true, Dada. The Pratikraman is occurring automatically. Furthermore, this science is such that there is no more hatred. Dada, this person is asking, why can he not do Pratikraman?
He does not realize that it is indeed happening within him. But when he says that he cannot do it, the machinery and the process come to a halt. Whatever your prayers, such will be your worship. If you say Pratikramans are indeed beneficial and are occurring from within, they will occur. If you say they are of no benefit or they are not necessary, they will stop. The Pratikraman will start after some time.
I do not like it when I hurt someone, but that's as far as it goes. I do not do any Pratikraman.
The machinery within us works according to our instructions. If you say you cannot do something, then you will not be able to do it. If you tell yourself you are tired of doing Pratikraman, then the machinery will also become sluggish. It is Chandu Bhai who is doing the Pratikraman, and he is the one who is supposed to do it. All you have to do is keep saying that you are able to do Pratikraman, and before you know it, you too will be doing 500 or more Pratikramans a day. Whenever possible, try to do shoot-on-sight Pratikraman, as soon as the mistake is made. If you fail to do so, do Pratikraman collectively in the evening. Through the latter, however, you might forget a few of your mistakes. Who is going to take care of those? Therefore, it is your responsibility to do shoot-on-sight Pratikraman. Know that your ticket for liberation has arrived when you begin to see your own faults. Generally, people cannot see their own faults, including these monks and religious teachers. Not to be able to perceive your own faults is the greatest of all shortcomings. This science is such that it gives you an unbiased judgment by uncovering and disclosing all your faults. It uncovers them for you, even though sometimes it may do so after they occur. Whatever happens, happens. But at least you realize your mistakes.
Dada Bhagwan na, asim jai jai kar ho.
Dada Bhagwan na, asim jai jai kar ho.
Dada Bhagwan na, asim jai jai kar ho.
Dada Bhagwan.